Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another Real Housewives of New York After Show. I am with Thomas Erlina and Lindsay Wagner tonight, and we have so much to talk about, so tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, hey. Yes, we picked a good song tonight because the episode... And we've got the music! Yes. I wonder who
it's like we're in a rap video,
that's
you guys.
Awesome. Yes. So the episode's called A New Low. And so we're getting low with Flo Rida. Hi guys, Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I will be watching live as well in the chat on YouTube. So be sure to comment. And also don't forget to comment, subscribe, and rate us. And we want to hear you. We want to hear your thoughts. And you, did I say where my Twitter is? If I didn't, it was at Ashley Daniels. I may have repeated myself. I think I'm getting dementia. Who is to my right tonight?
Hey guys, I'm Lindsay Wagner. You can tweet me and find
me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner. LYNDSEYWEGNER.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Erlina. I love when I hear from you guys, so please follow me everywhere on social media at Thomas Erlina and check out my website, thomaserlina.com.
Yeah, I am just tweeting out the link so that you guys can find us right now. And
we're
so
not
much
texting.
To talk about. No, I'm not texting to the one man that was being a little smart. You know what?
Well, smart.
Yes. You know I wasn't texting. Okay, so lots to discuss tonight. Actually, I felt like this was almost a two-parter, but really we're going to have to wait for more.
It
no, but I felt like this itself could have been a two-parter. There was so much just in that one scene that we'll get to.
But the dinner.
Scene, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots. It kind of reminded me a little bit of last season with Jules. That dinner with mm-hmm. the... Except with there the, wasn't a fork and a calzone, yes. But everything else.
Thank God there wasn't.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? That was just like, what?
I love the New York dinners, though. It's you always get that drama. There's something that's going to happen on that.
They're just
that
a little bit brash.
Mm-hmm.
So it just comes across a little bit harsher. And, oh, Ramona, her tact is,
yes.
is zero.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has any tact, really, at all. Kind of disappoints me.
Okay, so I just...
You got it tweeted out.
I didn't tweet out the link yet. I'm trying to find it, but that's okay. In the meantime, I let everybody know that we're on there, and I'll wait for AfterBuzz to tweet it, and then I will retweet that. Oh, there we go. Thank you, AfterBuzz. I just retweeted it. Okay.
There we go.
So, starts off with Tinsley tonight. Tinsley starts off the episode. I'm happy to see that. Little
yes.
Tinsley for our... Oh, if it was Tuesday, it would have sounded so much better. Little Tinsley for our Tuesday, but it's Wednesday, so forget it. A little Tinsley for our Wednesday. Tinsley and Sonia, she thinks that Sonia can get along with Luann if just Sonia just stops talking about Tom. That's kind of how she starts it.
Yeah.
I mean, for a girl that doesn't know too much about what's going on because she, you know, just started with the girls and everything, she's pretty dead on right now. I mean, I think at this point, if Sonia just stopped talking about Tom, Luann would reconcile things. She would just get over it and move on. Do you guys think that she would as well? That Luann would just get over everything if Sonia just stopped and just tried to move on from here on?
You want to go first?
I think it's pretty apparent that she wouldn't after you see what happens at that dinner tonight.
You don't think that Sonia and Luann could get along if Sonia just stopped?
No, because Luann
really
dug into the conversation that was happening between Ramona and Bethany.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
went right in and just jumped right in, ready to insult her with something. So, no, she's just going to keep that in her hip pocket and
Well, she insulted Bethany.
Yes,
but you're saying that.
But I feel
you're
like
just saying that who she is.
That's who she is.
Okay.
She's going to keep that in her hip pocket now.
Yeah. Okay.
And so when the time comes, then she's going to insult her with it.
See, this is the beauty of our show is that we are like The View in a sense because we don't all have the same, and I love that. But I don't agree. But I love that you say that.
I hope she wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But she really kind of frustrated me in this episode for doing that. I didn't like that side of her. And she's never, in my opinion, seemed like that kind of person that would be like that. But something happened today, so...
Yeah. Okay.
My perspective, I think that Luann would probably appreciate the fact that Sonia would let it go, but I don't ever see that happening. I feel like Sonia is going to hold on to this forever. I just don't see them really coming to terms with that at all.
That stinks. All right, well... live chat. Hey, guys. Hey, Joseph. What's up? Hi, Josh. Okay, so you guys don't agree. You guys don't agree. I don't think Sonia will ever do it, but I do feel that Luann would get over it because Luann desperately wants
people to stop saying negative things. And I think she would be willing to, when I say get over it, I mean with quotations in that, because we know Luann wouldn't really, but she would act like she would be. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I mean. Okay, so they're packing for their trip, Tinsley and Sonia. And then we see Dorinda and Luann at Luann's house with Victoria. So the second time we've seen Victoria
in the last few weeks.
Gorgeous. Doing so well. And I think we saw last season or the season before, she's an artist now. And I do follow her on Instagram. So it's I've seen that she does a lot with art, and she seems like she's just doing really, really well. So it's cool to see her back again. I love always seeing like Avery and the girls. I know Lindsay and I'm sure you guys
they
do too.
They seem solid.
They do.
You know,
very grounded
Avery
girls.
And Victoria are both very grounded, both doing well in school, not getting involved in the hype of things. And I feel like it's a little bit different for the girls of New York than it is for the girls of Beverly Hills or Orange County and stuff, because they are getting more into the modeling entertainment side of things, where these girls, and I'm not saying that they couldn't, Victoria and Avery couldn't, but Victoria getting into the art side and seems very...
Their passions are way different.
Yes, are very, very different, and it's interesting to see that juxtaposition then between California and New York.
Yeah,
I love how supportive she is with Luann and her marriage and everything, and I think that's nice to see a mother-daughter relationship like that.
Yeah.
So it's good for the show.
Yeah, it is, definitely. And so Dorinda and Luann are together with Victoria, and they're talking about Dorinda not being invited to the, what is it, Mad Hatter, Sonia's party last week, and it's a Mad Hatter-themed party. And, you know, she says, well, have you seen Sonia lately? Like, she was doggy style, like, with this guy on the ground, and then we see this picture. Where was that from? Was that from that party?
It was from Luann's bridal shower.
That was from Luann's bridal shower. Okay, got it. So, when they- interesting... Why didn't, first of all, why didn't we get Luann's bridal shower on camera? Why did we miss out on that?
Maybe that might be part of a special that they might be releasing.
Okay, hopefully. Because I want to see more of that.
I don't know for sure, but maybe.
I mean, Sonia's got some moves. We saw her humping the bed later on today. So.
But when they brought this up, I was expecting it to be bad. And she's just on the, she's in full clothing, not even in a, she's not even wearing a dress.
Yeah.
So I was expecting the worst, especially with it being Sonia. It wasn't bad at all. It wasn't even typical shenanigans for a like bachelorette party or bridal shower. Like we saw worse on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I think it was definitely an attempt to highlight the fact that Sonia could have been belligerently drunk in that photo. And because, I mean, it's really sad to see that their friendship is kind of dissolving a little bit. We'll see how the end of the season goes, but... I think that was just an attempt to show that this is crazy Sonia. And, you know, Sonia's been coming after her in the press and, you know, saying all these negative things about her. That is kind of Dorinda's little tactic to bring that out, because they had shown that on TV for quite a while. Mm-hmm. People got a really good glimpse of what was going on.
Wow, there's a lot of people going on. There's a lot of things going on in the chat right now.
We love it. We love the comments, too.
I love how opinionated you guys are. Thomas, will you keep track of that for a sec while I just... Okay, cool. Let me know if there's anything that we should read out. But
absolutely.
Okay, so then we see the election stress with Carol and Bethany. So, you know, they're talking about Ramona not knowing... Carol's talking about Ramona not knowing a lot about politics again. She brings it up again. I just find this so aggravating, because I hate when smart people use that in a way that makes them seem like they're better than other people, because at the end of the day, Ramona is smart. We see the house that she bought before she even got married, and you know, she's smart in her own ways. We all have our own you know, things about us that we're better at and things we're not so good at. And just because you're not good at math doesn't mean you're not good at something else, and whatever it is,
it kind of takes you to like high school or junior high, where there's always that one smarter person than everybody else, and they have to make you feel bad.
And I don't like it. And I just think less is more with that, and I don't know, she doesn't really need to be doing that. But so she's talking about Ramona not knowing much about politics, and that she felt Ramona called Hillary a criminal. She said that Ramona called Hillary a criminal. So she said she heard that.
Yeah.
Well, and she isn't interested in politics and doesn't know much about it.
Right. Yeah. And Bethany is like, all roads lead to the White House. We can talk about flowers, and then it's going to end up being, let's talk about politics. Let's talk about Trump and Hillary. So it's going to be, as we've been saying, very interesting to see the party that night when
I can't wait.
I loved hearing Bethany say, though, that she was going to get Donald Trump and put Carol and him in the same room.
That would be, can you
imagine? Lock him in a closet.
Like, what a reality show that would be.
I laughed out loud. It was really funny.
Oh, my Lord.
And the night with a selfie between them two.
Yes. I mean,
Joseph agrees with me. Hi, Joseph. I'm like, I'll read that one. No, they're all, you guys are all awesome. It's hard to see everything. Okay, so acupuncture and the cupping, I think it's called cupping with mm-hmm. the yeah. back. And
would
that's
you ladies
Bethany
ever do that?
Carol.
I'm just curious.
Never.
Because it's kind of an LA thing to do, too.
The cupping thing scares me.
I'm going to say maybe if it helps with, I have a really bad back, so if it helped me with that, I would probably mm-hmm. do it. But it looks disgusting. It looks so gross. It's like just flesh, just like in this cup. It's gross.
Yeah,
it's
they literally light that bulb up, and then they put that on your back.
And that's why it expands in you, like it pulls your skin.
Yeah, I've seen the body after.
Yeah, totally.
I've done acupuncture before. I didn't feel anything afterward, but my mother swears by it. My mother has fibromyalgia, and she swears by it. So it helps her move afterward, but I can't.
Hi, Grace. Yeah. Hi, Mom.
I love She's obsessed with Lindsay. Side note, literally stalks her. But yeah, like I don't know. She'll love to hear that. She's but yeah, so you wouldn't do that, but you would do acupuncture?
I would
or
do acupuncture. The
would
cupping scares me.
I think I would try the cupping as long as it didn't leave a mark on my skin.
Oh, well, you wouldn't try the cupping then.
Well, I mean, like long term. I feel
how long does it last?
I don't know, but I've seen people's backs after.
Yeah, you can't go to the beach. I mean, if you get those 10 circles on your back,
oh,
that would be the worst.
That would be so bad.
Yeah.
Okay, but not much went on there. I mean, if you guys have anything you want to add to that scene, it's just like those scenes are sometimes just like, why? I hate the filler scenes. Give us more of the things we want to see and less of the boring stuff. So the dinner. Here we go. Here's the juicy stuff. So dinner with Luann, Ramona, Dorinda, Carol, Bethany. Ramona stirs the pot today. Dorinda, she gave Dorinda a break. She asks if there's a picture of her and Avery, and she says, look at this picture of me and Avery. And before anybody can even look at it, she jumps down their throat and she's like, don't you think I look beautiful? Don't you think we look beautiful?
She definitely loves to hear compliments, and it definitely has to be at the time that she wants to hear them.
Yeah.
She was on a roll.
Yeah, it was like...
She was on a roll. She had some Ramona Pinot Grigio because she had some liquid courage to say those things, and because Ramona got on my nerves this episode.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of her this episode right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Especially this dinner scene, and I'm try to be impartial with everyone and see the good in each person. Mm-hmm. And Bethany isn't always the greatest person either, but this really bothered me today.
Yeah.
I was watching and I do Beverly Hills, and I feel like I see a lot of what Lisa Rinna does. It's really good for TV. I enjoy it. I'm at home watching this show and I feel like this is really funny. But some of the things she does, you never know. Is it intentional? You know, the timing of the things that she says, is it to make somebody feel uncomfortable on purpose? Or is this just like in her mind, this is the delivery that this is how Ramona operates?
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Do you think, but isn't there something about Lisa Rinna that is still, in my opinion, likable?
No.
Oh, wow. Really?
No. I love when we disagree because we always agree.
This is good.
I still think that there's something in Lisa Rinna, like, sometimes I think she's just like a ditz and literally like thinks nothing of it. Where Ramona actually knows what she's doing. She just has no tact in doing it. I think Ramona knows. Where I think sometimes Lisa Rinna... There's been things that Lisa Rinna said this season, especially the thing about... Let's talk about your arrest. We're not talking about Lisa Rinna. Anyway,
I agree with you. But I think Lisa Rinna took notes from Ramona because she's like, hey, let's take notes from the girl that's been on the show for like 20 years. Like, let's do that.
Good point.
Because Lisa Rinna says things that you just know Lisa Rinna is very much aware it's going to cause controversy. She just drags things on too long. There's just so many things that she does. And I'm like, hey, wait, Ramona does those things. So very good point, Thomas. I think they're a lot alike. Absolutely. So Ramona says that, and that's just the first thing she does. And first of all, she wasn't drinking her Pinot Grigio tonight. She was drinking red wine. Probably the first time I've ever seen her drink red wine. Just side note.
And they were having salads and pizza at the time. So, I mean, I drink white wine with my salad and have red wine with my steak.
Maybe they didn't have Ramona Pinot Grigio, and she was like, well, I'm not drinking anything but that. Ramona has been lashing out since season 5, Cassandra says, when Mario started cheating. She's so immature and over the top. They need to stop making excuses for her.
Oh, Cassandra, I'm so on that train with you.
Interesting, Cassandra. Mm. So they're talking about the election. At this point, Ramona's basically saying, like, I don't know if I want to go to the party because of the way Carol acted towards me at Sonia's house about, you know, about politics and at your house, Bethany. And in the corner, you see Dorinda and Carol talking about what will happen if Trump wins. And Dorinda says she will tell Hannah to go strip, right?
Yes.
If she, if Trump wins. Now, I interviewed Dorinda on the Tomorrow Show a few months back, and this was before Trump won, I believe. And she was talking about how close she is to Hillary. So there, she's a huge Hillary supporter, and her husband, Richard, I think his name was, right? Her first, he was also, and they've known her for years. So these are two like diehard Hillary fanatics that are sitting at the same table, and they're basically saying these like ultimatums, like if this happens,
their words
this happens
at this point,
right? Terrible. Can you imagine what they're thinking right now, watching it?
I'm sorry, I don't think that, and maybe this is not the time to discuss this, but I don't feel that Republicans make the claims that the liberals do. Like, I feel like the liberals will throw something out like that saying, oh, if this happens, then you should be a stripper and you should date a misogynistic man because that's what we've got in office. I don't feel like Republicans are like, well, if Hillary wins, then we need to send out emails that nobody listens to and we should be called a crook. I don't feel like that's... I don't know. It really frustrates me seeing these insults, and literally when you know you're going to be on TV and it's a 50-50 chance.
It is a 50-50 chance, and she took a gamble on that. Go strip. I mean, that was a little bit much.
Yeah, a little bit.
And
little
date
bit.
A misogynistic man.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's rough thing to say.
Was it the drinks? Was it reality? I don't know, but it was crazy. And yeah,
I mean,
surprising.
At that time, a lot of people did feel like Hillary had it completely in the bag, so I think that was just
a
lot of people felt like they could say whatever they wanted to about Donald Trump, and they had no idea this was going to happen.
Right.
So I think that was what was going on at that moment.
Okay.
I think people are still doing that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
You know?
So then Bethany brings up Bryn, and she's like, oh, you know, Bryn's in public school, and she loves it. Mm-hmm. And this is where Ramona just has her heel turn.
Before they even have their drinks.
No meal. We're not even there yet.
For Ramona, because Ramona wants to know, hey, Bethany, has anyone approached Bryn about, like, your soft porn that you did, like, 20 years ago? And Bethany's like, now, Bethany's so smart. Bethany knows that they want a reaction out
absolutely.
Of her. So Bethany's going to do the opposite. She's going to act like she's almost proud of the video. Almost like it's like a joke. Like she doesn't care about it.
She has to. She has to. Brand.
It's her way of staying strong. Right. She's like,
props to her for doing that. She
that's
kept
tough.
Her
she
cool.
did not that expect was, that to happen.
I did not
1,000%. Nope.
Did.
I mean, we
she
didn't.
She handled that like.
So you think she handled it well, right?
I thought she handled it.
You did? But once we get through the whole dinner, I'll say what I felt.
Okay, great. Because I really want to know. So then she talks about, she's like starting to be sarcastic. She's like, well, yeah, Barbara Walters came up to Bryn and asked, or I think she said Barbara Walters, somebody. She's making a bunch
Sawyer.
Of, Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters.
Yes, you know,
Kelly Ripa. Somebody was going to go up to her and she's like, well, yeah, well, somebody came up to her and asked her about it. And then I think it was Luann that said, really? Who was it? Was it Luann or was it Sonia? Someone thought she was being serious. I think Dorinda was the one that thought that Bethany was being serious. Someone looked at her and said, really?
I think it was Luann because Luann was doing a lot of tag teaming with Ramona on this episode. Mm-hmm.
So then the two of them, it's Luann and Ramona, and they're kind of being snarky in the corner talking and you know, we see it as it sounds loud, but really when you think about it, if you're whispering but you have a mic on, that's gonna come off loud. So really they're almost trying to be discreet about it in a sense, because by doing so they're trying to tell Bethany, hey, we're gonna whisper just enough that you can hear us a little bit, which I think is even more of a dig than talking out loud.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? It's definitely when you're with one of your closest friends, I feel like you have that confidence. If you're at, you know, wherever, at least at the Vanderpump's restaurant, if you're with one of your friends and somebody there and you're attacking them, you feel that confidence enough to talk to somebody like that.
Right.
In that manner.
Good point. Yeah.
Never.
Well, I'm speaking on the
never.
House of a housewife.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. You're right. You're right. I mean, and this is the point of the show is drama, but I would never, ever excuse myself and then maybe have a conversation with somebody, but I would never in front of the person.
Yeah.
And do
they
it.
Were searching, though.
Yeah.
They definitely were.
Yeah. So Bethany says Ramona tried to embarrass her through her daughter and that she was being tricky. So do you agree with Bethany?
I do. I think that the question should have been, how do you feel about that being out there in the press? I think talking about Bryn and just tying that all in there on top of everything that Bethany is going through at that moment, it was just like what she said. It was a new low for Ramona because she could have easily asked her how did she feel about being talked about in the press. But to talk about Bryn and, you know, I mean, it's just Bryn is in
it
first grade.
It has nothing to do right now with Bryn. She's 6 years old. She has no idea.
Was that a cop out? Was that her way? Because she says, Carol, what's about having a daughter, having kids?
Well, that's what bothered me, too, because Ramona told Bethany to stop and that you're just being weird. You're being weird.
You're being defensive.
I didn't think that.
What?
I mean, Ramona's tact. She doesn't like. Yeah, she doesn't. I don't like you being defensive. Well, you don't have a say in how someone reacts and responds.
What did she
to
want?
You.
So okay. So what did? So in a perfect world, Ramona wanted to say this, and she wanted the reaction from Bethany to be. I'm going to think she wanted to be. No, no one has approached her yet. I hope they don't. I'm embarrassed about the video. I think that's what it made. That's what she would have needed to feel like she did. If she doesn't want the reaction that just happened, then that's the reaction she would have been happy with, I would assume. Well, was Bethany saying no, but I hope it doesn't come out.
Yeah, and I also think that Ramona is holding on to, like what she said in the previous episode, how she feels like Bethany is only her friend when it's convenient to her. This is Ramona holding on to some type of negative energy, because if that was your friend, you wouldn't ask those questions. Right. So I think they're not in a good place, and that was her way of attacking her. Luann piggybanked off of what she was saying, and so that's what happened tonight.
Right.
Well, and then when Bethany said, didn't you write an etiquette book, Luann? Would you be doing this? I mean, I thought that was kind of nice of her to bring up. And that's when Ramona said to her, Carol, you don't have a daughter, so you don't understand.
Yeah, that was rude.
Was very rude.
That was a low blow.
You can't show empathy for somebody else because, you know, right, Carol doesn't have a daughter. So no one's going to approach her child about something in the press, about another housewife or something, and won't have to ever have to handle that situation. But that doesn't mean that she's not aware of the consequences or how she would react about it.
None of us have kids, and we are all able to fully understand and empathize with Bethany. So why? I don't know. I'm speaking from... I know you don't maybe have kids.
I don't.
Okay. but yeah. Now, did you guys think that there was some... There was some satisfaction in Luann when she saw Bethany get attacked by Ramona.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely think that Luann went through the ringer at the reunion. She went through a lot last year with what Bethany did to her. Mm-hmm. It was almost kind of watching her enjoy what was happening to a certain degree. I'm not saying these women are evil, but I think that she did enjoy a little bit of seeing Bethany in the hot seat tonight.
And having it be about something, sorry, Lindsay, something sexual, because she was obviously called, a snake and a whore.
She said soft porn, I think, about 1,500 times tonight.
Yep. That was the word of the night. I bet Andy will talk about that tonight on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, that's going to be his little
That'll
word
be his
of the
word.
Day.
Yes. That'll be his drinking game word. Yeah. Lindsay, what were you going to say?
Luann says that Bethany can't interact with people and that Ramona has a point. Because the way she interacts with people is wrong. She may be good at business, but she's not good at working with people. Which I do think at times that even Bethany has poor tact or blurts things out and says stuff too. I'm not saying that she's a saint, but in this situation, I thought the way that Ramona brought this up and what she was looking for and fishing for was the wrong thing. And I thought Bethany handled it well. And eventually, obviously, when she gets called a witch and wicked, I would be like, I'm done with being insulted. You guys have a good dinner. Like, I still think she handled that. Like, flipping. No? Okay,
no,
I want to hear. Yes. Tell me.
No, yeah. I think that, you know, I think tonight, I don't think Bethany got the W. I think Ramona actually got the W because she saw this woman leave the restaurant. And I agree with you completely. I just feel like Bethany should have stayed at the dinner table. I mean, you got to take that heat, you know? If somebody's going to come after you, you better come up with something that's going to just show that you're that much of a bigger person, that you're not going to leave. And I kind of agreed with Luann at that point. I don't like what how Ramona did everything, but I wish that Bethany would have stayed.
I wish she would have stayed too. Would I have stayed? I don't know, but I wish she stayed. Just because I agree with you in that she needs to take the heat when it comes at her, because if you're willing to give it out at any point, which we know she has, I mean, whether it was right or wrong, she has done that, and people haven't walked away. I mean, some people have, and we always give crap to the people that walk away, so in this case, she shouldn't. I'm not saying she gave crap to the people that walked away, though. I don't know if she did or not. I did.
Yeah, and it was a two-against-one type situation, and Carol wasn't really saying much, And, you know, Dorinda was just having her food, so...
Let's see. Joseph thinks that there was a producer had put a bug in someone's ear to bring up big drama for Bethany, and Cassandra agrees with that. Joseph says, I read online Jules didn't want to commit to this season because either she and Michael are getting a divorce and she wanted to focus on the... Yeah, we know. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for letting us know, though,
Joseph. Thank you.
So do you guys agree with Dorinda that if Bethany... That if Bethany or Ramona, Dorinda said that if Bethany had, how did she say, she had a porn, Bethany would have brought it up to, okay, so sorry, my notes are so, I have like man writing, no offense to men, but I've got that like scribble scratch. Do you agree with Dorinda that if Ramona or Dorinda had a soft porn video that Bethany would have been happy to bring it up? Because Dorinda said that tonight.
I don't think so, actually. Okay. I feel like Bethany, there's so much going on in her life. I feel like that would be one of the last things that she would think about doing. What do you think?
I think she was.
Yes!
I love it.
Reasons from both of you.
Opposing opinions. Here. I do agree with that if she had something, she would bring it up. I don't know if she would have brought it up in this situation here at this dinner, like right when they first get there. I feel like maybe at Ramona's dinner party, during hors d'oeuvres or something like that before the dinner starts, maybe bring it up then. I don't think she would go full-blown guns blazing into doing that about the situation. But I do think that she would approach the conversation about it. I do.
Okay. And why do
what
you
do
think?
What do you think?
Okay, good. Thank you. I think that Bethany would have, but I think she would have done it in a way that was not like Ramona did it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she would have tied in Avery by any means. I think she I think it would have been like, hey, Ramona. Hey, like, so how's, you know, I saw you, your boobies looked great in that video. Was that porn? Or she would have done something funny, but she would have brought it up because it is entertaining. It's part, they're on a show. Yeah. It is out there. But not the way. I think when you bring in kids, it's always
It's the delivery,
iffy.
Yeah.
But see, then that still comes back to the fact that I bet then Ramona would have been saying, you're being weird. Why are you being weird to me?
It always
You're
goes being, back to people she being
would
weird.
Have said, yeah. That's what she would have said. She would have been mad at Bethany if she brought it up, if Ramona had done something like that. And she's going to react to Bethany the same way.
And she's going to be like, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. No one can talk about it anymore. So, and she'd shut it down completely so that she wouldn't have to leave, which maybe you're right, that then that gives her a W. Mm-hmm. I still, to me, the bigger person is... You know what? I'm going to leave. I'm going to walk away from this conversation right now. You guys, I'm confident enough with myself and what I do, but you guys can sit here and talk about me because it says a lot more about you.
I love that.
What you say about me.
But is it good for the show? Is that going to keep Bethany on? You know, Bethany's been on the show for so long. She's good.
Bethany's
fine. She's cemented. But yeah. I'm saying if this were anyone else, could they do that and stay on the show?
Oh, I don't think so.
So is Bethany taking advantage of, in a sense, of the fact that she is, as Thomas said, cemented into this season, into this entire Housewives franchise?
To go with that, she definitely has a pass to leave. She can leave whenever she wants
to. That's awesome.
Other women, if Jules would have left, it would have been like, well, you're actually leaving the series, so, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think she definitely had a pass to do that, but it would have been interesting to see what Bethany would have done in that hot moment, you know?
Well, I give her credit because there are so many times that she does stick around when she doesn't have to. And that's just to show you, like, the OGs, they don't have to work as hard, in a sense. They don't have to do as much. They could just plant a seed and let other people fight, and they are fine. They're safe. Mm-hmm. It's the other ones that have to work harder. And we saw Dorinda. Now Dorinda's calming down. She's not as much, she's not stirring the pot as much because she kind of feels like her feet are on the ground.
She has one person that she wants to come after, so she's kind of holding in that energy.
Exactly. She's holding it all in.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Luann that Bethany doesn't care about any of the girls?
That's a tough question. I might let Lindsay go first.
I think that Bethany is more focused on her brand, on her child, then she's focused on the show and the women. She's got more important things. And maybe Carol's a little bit of a different story because they're closer, so she's keeping that friendship going. But I think that these women, at the end of the day, she doesn't really take it or leave it. Like we said, she can come and go on the show whenever she wants. She really has the decision that she can make herself. And I think she would take it or leave it.
Yeah, I definitely think that she cares about them to a certain extent. I think as a human, you are sure. caring towards people. But as far as, like, really diving into every little detail, I think she's way past that. Especially how these women have treated her and some of the history that they have. So I think it's to a certain extent, but I don't think fully.
Okay. Sonia in the Hamptons with Tinsley. Unless you guys wanted to talk about anything else with the dinner, because the dinner was obviously extremely dramatic. No, you had something you wanted to say at the end.
Oh, no, that was me that was feeling that. Like Bethany okay. should have stayed.
Okay.
I wish
okay.
she would have stayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually do, too.
Yes.
I just would have liked to see that go down a little longer.
We didn't see a table flip. We're
not going to see that. No, we're not going to see that, unfortunately. But I don't think it would ever be as good as the first time.
I know. You know? That's going to be hard to top.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they're in the Hamptons. Sonia is with Tinsley. They're staying at Sonia's friend's house. And Sonia's friend, we don't know who that is. If you guys know, because you guys are a bunch of little detectives like Dorinda's friend, who we don't know either, her PI, let us know whose house that was. We would love to know. But Sonia already knew how the bed was prior to getting on the bed. She said these beds have been tested. So I'm wondering if this is a guy's house. It looked very feminine, but she's like, these beds have been tested. And then she gets on it and starts humping the pillow to show you. But how would she know if she hadn't already, like... used
it. I have no idea whose house that is.
Yeah, we'll find out.
But I do have to say, like, just talking about Tinsley, I do enjoy her. Even though she hasn't been doing too much, I really enjoy seeing the dynamic between Sonia and Tinsley.
I know somebody in the chat, I think it was Cassandra or Charlie, said that they enjoyed Jules last season because she brought something young and fun. I thought Kristen brought more young and fun, and even Heather brought more young and fun than Jules did.
I think everybody brought more young and fun than Jules did. Jules was almost borderline, like we were almost scared. Yeah. Sometimes we would feel nervous watching her. Yeah, we were
very nervous watching her, which was more of like you wanted to protect her and hug her. And,
I know.
You know?
It just wasn't
disturbing.
Yeah. So I think that, I agree with you, Tinsley is going to bring that young, fun vibrance that the show needs to keep everything a little bit more on all levels from people watching from 18 to 50 or 60. We're going to all be on a page more than we would just if all the women are in their late 40s into their 50s. And I think, like you said, it's just going to take her a couple episodes to get herself into this drama. And I think next week we already see that There's going to be a little change right there.
I think that she's a little bit nervous going into this. You can kind of definitely see it. She's not trying to be the star of the show. I don't think she wants that. I think she just really wants to find her way in there. But I think between her friendship, I think that Sonia and Dorinda have been friends for a very long time. And like in everyday life, when you lose a friend, a new friend comes along. And I feel like that's what Tinsley is to Sonia. It's kind of like bringing a classic friend back into your life. And now it's everybody's kind of formed their group this season, you know?
Yeah.
It's the three. It's Ramona, Sonia. Ramona, Luann, and Dorinda. And you have Carol and Bethany, and now you have Tinsley. It's a pairing. And yeah, it's interesting to see.
Is this the first time we've really seen three separate groups?
Oh,
I think after the reunion, I think it was definitely, like, people formed their groups at that moment.
But I feel like Ramona is not totally with Luann in that she obviously has a lot to say about Tom 24/7. So sometimes she's with her, sometimes she's...
Yeah, it was kind of interesting how, like, Luann was so team Ramona
Well, just because she's so anti-Bethany. Who does she hate more is the question that went through her head. Like, I hate them both. Who do I hate more?
Yeah. It was interesting to see Ramona and Luann just so close this whole entire episode.
Yeah, it was so creepy.
After
it was
everything
like,
that
really,
happened last season.
Really? Yeah, for a quick second, I was thinking Luann was going to take the high road and stick up for Bethany. And I was like, this would be really telling as to like where she is now mentally, like thinking like Tom maybe changed her. And then
No.
Heel turn. And then it turns into
she's
her
stick
just
with her classic, you know, friend over there.
Yeah, yeah. So then we see they're talking. So Sonia's in the Hamptons with Tinsley. She humped the bed. All right. Then we have Ramona, Dorinda, Luann at like a lunch or drinks or something. And they're talking about the Facebook post. And Sonia saying that Dorinda's a liar. And Dorinda says that she's going to approach Ramona at the party. Now, I have a question for you guys. Did Sonia post that Facebook post because she knew that they were filming at this point and it could be a great confrontation for the party that was about to happen that she already knew was going to happen? Because this was posted, I believe, that day, right? And the party was coming up either that night or the next
night.
So,
day, yeah.
Right. So you don't just post that and then say you're looking forward to making up with somebody on your camera, but then saying that on Facebook unless you knew that this was going to be all cameras on her, because she's not getting a lot of camera time compared to everybody else.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really see Sonia like that. I don't think she's as tactic as a lot of the other housewives. I think things just happen to her. So I'm not sure. I think she was really upset. I don't really think she thought too much about, oh, this is going to get back to Dorinda. I think that she was, I just think that she is angry and she is upset that she's not with Tom. Or not just with Tom, but having a life that a lot of these other women have now. Bethany's in a relationship. You know, all these other women are in relationships, and the people that aren't happy are the ones that aren't.
Because at some point, right, all the women have been in relationships. Mm-hmm. Carol's in a long, you know, relationship. Ramona was married. Sonia hasn't had that for a long time.
She hasn't. And it's very unfortunate because Sonia is a fun...
She's a fun-loving, sensitive soul.
She deserves some happy. She'll get it.
I just wonder how this never got between Ramona and Sonia. Tom, I mean. Because they were both seeing him at some point, or they'd both seen him and didn't Tom, right? Am I wrong? Ramona was seeing Tom at some point too, so I'm just surprised that it never got between them.
I think Ramona exaggerated the dating.
You think she did?
But it was.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe they thought maybe Tom wasn't going to marry Ramona.
Right.
So.
Right, so they both knew it wasn't a threat to either of them because none of them were going to marry him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luann just came in and just went for the steal.
Swooped him right in.
Right.
Swooped him right up.
So then Dorinda's like, I'm going to have to confront her tonight. This is going to be, I have to confront Ramona. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Ramona, I'm sorry. I have to confront Sonia.
Charlie in the chat room, I'm sorry, says, I feel like the producers found that Facebook post for Dorinda.
Absolutely.
Charlie in charge is in charge tonight. You
ding, ding, ding.
Yes. This PI, this friend that has nothing to do all day but spy. It's like someone, listen, we all want to say we have that friend that does our dirty work for us. There's no one texting me at 9 p.m. like, this person said this. That's me finding it. Yes. That's what happens. You find it and you're too embarrassed to say you found it. So you're like, I have this friend who cares so much about me that they're just like not
and
busy
you gotta
at all.
Be careful nowadays because now every social media outlet keeps track of who watches everything. So.
Right.
That's the scary part.
Right. So this was producers. Charlie
exactly.
in charge.
Yes. You know, that's so interesting because your Snapchat and your Instagram, you can see who sees it.
Yeah.
So
except you can't see it on Facebook, though, unless you like it or something.
Facebook stories, you can.
Oh, right.
You
okay.
can see it.
But not
so
posts.
If someone is not returning your text messages or they are no longer speaking to, but they're watching all your stuff, why are you watching my Snapchat? Why are you watching my Snapchat?
Exactly.
Yes. Yep. Sorry.
This no, is for
it's
another
so
show.
True, though.
A hilarious story.
No, it's
I'll
so
later.
True. It's so true. So thank you, Charlie. I agree
Thank
with you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, so Dorinda's friend, we've cracked the case. We know who that is. I was going to ask who is Dorinda's friend. We all know now. So then Ramona's house. First of all, have we seen this house before?
We have.
Okay, it looks so different.
It looks different because they covered the pool.
Oh!
And it's during fall. Oh. I noticed that. It was okay.
Did she ever reveal that she was the one who paid for this?
No, she did not. That is, I feel like, brand new.
Do we agree that that's
Well, this was
the
a
case?
Good opportunity to bring it because she wants to let viewers out there know that this is the money that she had before she got married.
How Which much are nice. We thinking that house is worth? I know someone in the live chat is either going to find it now or they're going to comment it to us because yes. it's probably something we can find. It's probably public information. But
it is
it's a Hamptons
huge,
mansion,
beautiful.
I would say. Or
high ceilings.
Really, really big house.
If I had that house, I would throw a party every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's,
I wouldn't
just
leave.
The taxes alone on that are insane. So if that's the case, then wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. And what is she? I don't think she's lying, but it's just interesting that she just brought it up now.
Yeah, and I love when all the women go to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
It's nice to, like, get away from the city. It's almost like you're watching two different shows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because once you see Bethany's house, once you see all the other women's house, it's always really nice to get out of the city.
Do we have a favorite Hamptons house so far?
I love Bethany's house.
Where was the thing that went down between Heather? Remember when Heather...
The Berkshires?
Was that... Oh,
Heather's
was it
Berkshire's house?
Was it Heather's house or was it somebody
was
else's
Was it the boat
house?
With the lip? Kristen's lip?
I can't think of it now whose house it was. Maybe it was the Berkshires.
Okay.
But didn't think it was Heather's house that they did it in.
Okay. I think it's Ramona's house. Whoever's backyard's always on Instagram. I think it's Ramona's. Jill Zarin had an amazing house too. Amazing Hamptons house.
I cannot
Huge.
Wait for her to come
oh,
all season.
So excited. I love Jill Zarin.
Jill's one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah,
I just love watching old seasons.
Me
like,
too!
season three, I can't help it. Four,
I wish I had more time in my life because I would watch it all the time. It never gets old.
Yeah.
It never gets old.
It never gets
old. Somebody wrote
about
Alex and...
And Kelly Ben Simone.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen those seasons so many times, and you're so right. They never get old.
Yeah. The episode with Kelly and Bethany. Remember when they're yelling at each other?
You're up here, and I'm down here. Oh, my God. I love it.
See, look at Bethany will attack.
And yes. Bethany has never changed, and we were so worried about that when she was going to come back. Remember a couple years ago, we were like, damn, she's so rich now. I hope she doesn't come back and change. She's same girl. Love it. Yes. Dorinda is the silent... Oh, Dorinda. Carol says Dorinda's the silent assassin. I think that's kind of how we ended it. And then it's part two, basically. We see Bethany kind of spying in the car next episode. So,
They're ready to go back to the city, so she's just kind of checking to see the final moments. Yeah. I'm sure she's getting a few text messages from
yeah. So let's... do we have any predictions that we want to get into? Any predictions, guys?
I am excited to see what happens with Tinsley going to this... I'm sorry.
I'm so excited
about it.
And I want to just skip over the music.
I'm excited to see what happens with Tinsley going to dinner with Luann and Dorinda and leaving Sonia out of it, because Sonia and her had a conversation about, well, what if I like Dorinda? And, you know, like, I can't really pick a side. So I'm really interested to see how that goes down. And I'm excited to see how Sonia reacts to everyone almost kind of, it looks like they might even kind of gang up on her.
Like alienate.
A little bit about it. Because she mentioned something about the wedding and them saying, you weren't invited. You have to be invited to the wedding. And we didn't invite you.
It's going to be interesting to see how she handles that.
How she handles it. Because last year with the Bethany thing, it upset her. And you could see her starting to crack at the table. Here she was going in thinking, oh, everything's going to be hunky-dory. We're all going to get along. And she's got that stone face where you're going to tell it's going to start to make the wheels turn, and I don't like seeing that. But.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just seeing Bethany going and talking to Luann about the last season. I think we haven't seen that yet. We haven't had that one-on-one between them, so I'm not sure if we're going to see it on the next episode, but I'm curious to see once they talk about it, because they have not talked about it yet.
Yeah. I am just looking forward to seeing Tinsley have some type of a storyline, seeing more Tinsley. I want to see her closet. I want to see where, I mean, she has so much money. I want to see more of like Tinsley Mortimer's like it girl lifestyle. Like, we need to get more of that other than like, she, so far there's no glamour. There's no,
and the whole lashes. She talks about lashes. Is she going to come out with a lash line?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to bring that in your tagline, this is the time to make some lashes.
Right. I want to see some money. Okay.
Yes.
On the table.
Yes.
All right.
Some Tinsley money.
Okay. So, anyway, where can we find you all? Starting with Thomas.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina and check out my website, thomasrulina.com.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner, or my blog, lindseywagner.blogspot.com, which is LYNDSEYWEGNER. I won't be here next week because...
No, you'll be in New York.
I'm going to be in New York.
Yes.
You should try to get some exclusives while you're there.
You know, Ash has already given me a bakery I need to go to.
Levain Bakery.
Levain Bakery. We're going to go see a show.
You're so
it's
lucky.
My girlfriend. It's my first ever spring break and girls trip.
So
I'm 33.
For you. And so you look like you're 22. Like, it's ridiculous.
But so if you guys have any places that you know of that I should try and check out.
Is this your first trip
to
New York?
I haven't been since I was 17.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
so it's been a long time, guys. So if there's any places that you guys know or that you want me to check out or something, we're going to be staying on the Upper West Side.
Yay!
So let me know.
So excited.
And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks then.
And guys, please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. And let us know what you thought about tonight's episode and the after show. We love reading all of your comments. And you can find me at Twitter, which is Ashley Daniels. Not at Twitter. At Ashley Daniels on Twitter. At Miss Ashley Daniels on Instagram. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Leave us comments.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.